This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth, presented by Vanwell Building Supply, here's Brent and Dave.
Brent, it's the Polk County Fair!
We're here again.
And it's Friday.
You know why I'm so pumped?
Why are you so pumped?
Because you handed me a great ear of corn that was to die for. Then you brought me French fries.
Mm-hmm.
I had the naked ones, of course, which were awesome.
Naked fries.
But you had...
They're called herb fries. Yeah, herb they have fries. A little Parmesan on them and like a whole... combination of different herbs thrown on there.
I'm going to have to try some of those too.
Okay.
And then I went to talk to the lady when I got some ketchup on. Her name is Charlotte from Fry Hard. And she told me about dessert fries.
Dessert fries.
So I'll just lay that out there and she'll tell us all about it later. But first we have to talk to Anna Sharp, who is the board chair here
at the
Polk County Fair.
It's Fair Friday.
It is. So
Yeah. Tell
us what's going on today.
All right. So because we want to get to the fries. And I'm going to tell you, I did have the dessert fries yesterday.
Oh,
so
sure.
Just work your way to those. And
Okay. Remember,
all the food at the fair is calorie free.
Diet starts
tomorrow.
So it's
tomorrow. Fair Friday with calorie free.
No, Sunday. Diet starts Sunday.
Sunday. So I had an amazing Thursday at the fair. This place was jam-packed until 10 o'clock last night. We were literally shoving people out the door at 10 o'clock like cows.
They just didn't want to go.
It was a wild party. So the party continues. It's Friday. Highlight of today is going to be at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We will start out with our youth talent show. So we'll start out with the little kids first and work our way up to the adults. And so come out, come early, get your dinner, hang out by the main stage, grab a beer. We have walk-around alcohol this year, so you can get a beer and a glass of wine and your kid's a hot dog, and you can go sit at the stage and watch some awesome entertainment.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard that the rodeo was packed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We estimated 2,500 people in the arena last night.
Wow.
I didn't know there was 2,500 people in Polk County. It was crazy.
Every person
in Polk County was here last night.
Well, more than Polk County showed up.
I met a lady from Portland. I met a gentleman who was here from Albany.
Wow.
We had so many first-time fairgoers last night. And all of a sudden, we're no longer the best-kept secret in Polk County.
That's because of KYKN, of course.
It is totally because of the coverage that you guys, the love that KYKN shows to the fair. You guys are a really big supporter. Every single year you come out here and broadcast for at least 2 days and give us all kinds of great, great publicity. And it's important because, you know, your listeners need to be here.
That's important to have volunteers like yourself who have boundless energy and 10 years to kill, you know.
I might be running on caffeine, but yeah we're good.
And that means you'll be back next year then.
Oh, you know, the peer pressure's starting to get to me.
I'm sure
they
it
had
is.
Me in tears last night. You can't quit. So I don't know. Stay tuned. But we're here. The fair is going to happen this year. We've got today and tomorrow. Tonight, big entertainment on the stage. We've still got lots of live animal shows going on. So I was just actually out in the chickens in the poultry barn.
Nice.
Learning about eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all kinds of things out there. And also the amount of free stuff. We have this whole kids area. Giant Jenga, giant Connect Four, giant checkers. It's all free.
Nice.
You just go hang out with your kids and play checkers.
You got train rides and you got the dino play area.
Free train rides, free dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cuddle a dinosaur. No other fair in the state of Oregon can you cuddle a dinosaur.
That's true.
It's pretty darn special.
And
yeah.
If you're listening in Salem right now and you've got a kid who knows more about Call to Duty than he knows where eggs come from, then bring them out.
Absolutely.
Bring them out. There's so many things to learn in the barns and the exhibits and so forth. I'm looking at a group of FFA kids, Future Farmers of America kids, right in front of us.
Bunch of blue jackets.
How many things there are to learn, get exposed to.
And every single one of those kids, as you walk your children through the barns, or you yourself are walking through the barns, if you see the blue jackets, if you see the 4-H kids, stop and ask them about their animals. These kids are so darn smart, and they are so happy to talk about how they raise their animal, what they do with their animal, and learn where your food and your fiber come from.
It's important.
Yeah.
You should know.
Yeah, they're
you
smart kids.
Know. All right, Anna Sharp.
Okay, time for French fries, right?
Board member, volunteer extraordinaire. You've been doing it for 10 years.
We're
going
to slide the fry lady in here because she needs to tell you about these dessert fries, and I expect to see them when I come back.
Okay, all right. So we had... Charlotte from Fry Hard joining us now, Brent. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
Well, I had to fuel up Dave, too. We have a two-hour special broadcast of Newsmakers. We're usually just on a new. We got 2 hours, so we needed some fuel.
Right.
So I went over and got some fries. It's right out. Right on the other side of our wall here. You have to pass by the elephant ears and get to Fry Hard. Charlotte, thank you for those herb fries.
Oh, you're welcome.
Holy
cow. My husband, Cameron, and I own Fry Hard, and we do French fries, nothing but French fries with different kinds of toppings. We've got cheddar cheese and bacon, chili with cheese, sausage gravy on fries that is the best dessert, best breakfast. That's a breakfast fry.
And you didn't bring that to me, Brent? What are you doing?
My artery's hardened a little bit just hearing about it.
All right.
Gravy and sausage and fries.
Okay, that's all good stuff for the main stuff. But tell us about the dessert fries.
We've got a dessert fries recipe that is so good. It's regular fresh-cut French fries fried up, tossed with cinnamon and sugar, and then drizzled with salted caramel. Just imagine the hot fries with the cinnamon and sugar and caramel.
I am imagining because I think in about an hour, I'm going to go get some.
They're really fabulous.
Yeah.
They're surprisingly good. We have to talk some people into trying them because it's kind of weird sounding, but they always come back for more.
So you should have a ready, steady sample of them available at any time.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on over for a sample if you want.
Yeah, just try it out first. You know, try one and say, okay, I'll take an order of those.
Uh-huh.
All right. Wow. So you were telling me before you came on that this is your first year.
Yes, it's our first year.
You've never done carnivals or fairs or anything like that. What made you want to start this business and start doing this?
My husband and I love to work together.
Yeah.
We love to cook.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And we needed a retirement plan. And so far, nothing's been working.
There's an Edward Jones guy right down here. Yeah.
So we thought, everyone loves French fries.
Sure.
It's simple enough. And so let's try it out and start applying for festivals and fairs this summer. And we got completely booked up from April through mid-September every weekend in Oregon.
Wow. Did you say, you also told me that you actually had to turn some business down, is that right?
Yes, because we didn't expect to get this many responses from fairs and festivals with this being our first year.
Right.
We have no experience. So we sent out applications and applied to county fairs, town festivals, just all kinds of things. And we got so many responses. We were double booking for the weekend, so we had to turn some down.
Holy cow.
Did you send samples with the applications? Because that would have sold them.
No, but we sent a photo of our booth, which is very unique looking.
Yes, it is.
And we think that's what got us business.
That's awesome. First year participants in the fair.
We love entrepreneurism here at Newsmakers, that's
for
sure.
Just
go out and create something, make something happen, and make people happy with these French fries.
They are right?
That's
really,
what I see. Yeah.
Well, what's great is they're fresh cut, because I saw them cutting them right there, and then you're freshly frying them up and all these toppings.
And add the toppings that you want.
Do you do combination stuff?
Yes. We got
whatever you want.
Special orders. Constantly.
Oh, that's the best. See, that's customer service at its best right there, Brent.
We're at the Polk County Fair talking to Charlotte. She and her husband own Fry Hard. It's one of the many, many booze that's designed to make Dave and I fat.
For the couple of days.
Anyway, we've been enjoying her wares, and we want you to come out and join us as well. The fair is packed. The parking lot is packed by 11 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
But they've got the little train that goes around the thing. You can get a ride into the front. We're going to have to take a break, but when you come in, save some room. Actually, no matter what you have to eat for lunch or for dinner, you save some room for the dessert fries.
That's right.
Dessert fries.
Got to have those.
I have a feeling we're going to need one for the mister and one for the missus. Because, you know, if I had one of those, I'm not sharing.
You're not going to share.
Yeah. That's out of the question. All right.
Charlotte, congratulations.
Thank you
for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for taking a plunge into the economic world and starting your own, your fair business. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We're going to be right back talking to some FFA members on KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues now, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth, presented by Vanwell Building Supply. Here's Brent and Dave, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by our friends at Color Tile of Salem, and our booth here at the Polk County Fair is sponsored in part by Old Mill Feed and Garden, Synergized Auto, and Some Things. Brent, it's time to talk more fair about the FFA,
welcome back,
right?
To Newsmakers. We got to write to some of these guests because these kids are busy. Jenna Tompkins is in the booth with us. Jenna is a participant in FFA. You go to which school?
I go to Perrydale School.
Perrydale School. And have you been? How long have you been in FFA?
This is my first year in FFA.
No way.
Yeah.
Really? So you're involved in raising goats, as I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're showing goats here at the fair.
Yes.
All right. But these aren't just your average, let's go milk a goat kind of thing?
No, they are meat goats. And so usually people will eat them for meat, but I usually use mine for breeding stock.
Breeding stock. Okay. So are you come from a farming background and you're...
Yes.
So you have, farming background. And first year in FFA, but you've been dealing with goats for a while.
Yes, this is my sixth year with my goats. And
wow.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 15.
Wow, so you've been dealing with goats since you were 15 on the farm. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're at the fair, you're a participant, right? You brought some of your goats for judging in competition?
Yeah, I have 10 goats here, and there's many different classes that you can enter them into, such as showmanship or a breeding class, and it's a lot. It's really fun.
So how do you prepare a goat to be, put on a good show?
Right.
Well,
stand straight.
You have to train them with a collar to get them to walk properly and set up, and then you have to give them a bath. Mine are white.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
And they got into tar weed. So that was quite a process. And then I spent about 3 hours clipping each one and getting them ready for fair.
That would be 30 hours clipping these goats for the fair.
Getting all the tar weed out.
Talk about growing up with a work ethic. And Kathy is Jenna's mom. She's here today. She was saying that this is the largest meat animal in the world. Right?
Yeah.
Most used meat animal in the world is goat.
Wow. I didn't know that.
We Americans were so beef-centric, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of cultures, in a lot of areas of the world, goat is the main staple.
Yeah.
So is your market, though, in Oregon? Are you selling your meat goats here in Oregon?
We do. A lot of Hispanics eat them for, like, parties, mm-hmm. and supposedly really, really good. I've never tried it, though.
Jenna, I've had it.
I think it would be a little hard for her since she raises them.
I know
they
them.
They all have names.
Yes.
I know them. See? You can't just sample what you know.
No.
It's hard.
But, yeah, a lot of people have them as pets. Also for, like, eating brush because they will eat just about anything plant-wise.
Maybe I can introduce you to my wife because she won't let me have a goat. I've got all these brush that these goats could eat, and anyway.
You can rent them.
How have you found participation in FAA has helped you? Has it helped you in school or socially or just creating a purpose for you?
It's helped me gain a lot of responsibility, and my FFA advisor has let me try lots of new experiences that I've never done before, and so I gained a lot of new skills.
That is awesome. All right, we're going to let Jonah go because she has to go show her animals, right?
That's right.
Yep.
And then we're looking at a crowd. We've got six FFA kids, and that's Future Farmers of America, if you're not familiar. If they're the city folks out there from Salem, and all you know is the grocery store, and you're not used to raising animals that other people are going to eat, come out here and enjoy these kids and enjoy how much work they put into the animals they have on display. So, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
Mariah Heyer. What do you have showing here at the fair?
I have a market hog.
Market hog?
Yes.
And how big is this market hog?
He is 252 pounds.
Ouch.
So about my size.
Oh, wow.
That's a big-sized pig.
That is big.
So how many different kinds of hogs are there? Do you know? There's a lot of different kinds of pigs and hogs and sows. And
yeah.
I do come from Iowa, so I know the difference between a sow and a boar and, things like that. So when you say market, you mean a pig breed that would be used for eating, right?
Yes.
Bacon.
For bacon.
Yes.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been involved in FFA?
This is actually my fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yes.
And where are you in school?
I just graduated this year from Central High School.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations. What are you going to do now?
I'm actually going to Corbin University.
Awesome.
What are you taking?
I'm majoring in kinesiology.
What is that?
Sports medicine.
It's the body movement, basically.
I didn't.
Yeah, physical movement.
Pretend I don't know anything.
It's okay. We don't have to pretend, David.
Okay, I don't know everything.
Anyway, congratulations graduating from Central and for being accepted into Corbin. That's a great school.
Thank you.
So how much of your agricultural background and experience are you going to leave behind? Is your family in farming?
No, this was like my first, these last 4 years have been like my first step into agriculture, so.
And how's it been for you? Have you broadened
really
your world?
I've enjoyed it a lot.
So do you live on a larger piece of property? I mean, where did this hog come from?
It came from someone in Corvallis.
Uh-huh.
But I just live in town, and I just got involved in FFA because there is more than just raising animals. So I actually started with public speaking, and then I worked my way up to raising animal, and this is only my second year doing it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is fantastic.
Still kind of new.
I love to hear stories about a young person that kind of gets engaged and says, well, that looks interesting, and I don't know much about that, and I'm going to go learn. What the heck?
Why not?
What a great attitude.
Yeah, why not? And so last year, you sold your pig, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you put that away for savings?
Yeah. Yes.
And this year, you're going to throw it away to your college tuition. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was searching for the word. What do they charge you at the college?
Tuition?
Yeah.
That thing. What about the cost of being in FFA? Are there costs involved? You certainly have to invest in your own animals if you're going to be in animal husbandry, correct?
Yes. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of money you put into it, but I know for our chapter that we were able to take out loans, so we were able to pay it back after fair, and they give us time to pay it back too. So that's kind of how I did it last year. But with saving, I was able to just do it myself this year.
Nice.
So I won't have to pay the loan back at the end.
Very nice. That's cool. Yeah. We're talking to Mariah Heyer, correct?
Yes.
And what school do you go to?
I graduated from Central.
From Central.
Yeah.
God, I went back 5 minutes in my memory. I've got a short attention span. I know that.
I think it's 10 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining us. And
is
your hog going to be on part of the auction tomorrow night?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's when the money comes back that you and all this investment put into the thing.
Bacon.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to talk to Caleb now. I want to talk to Caleb.
This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and you're listening to KYKN Newsmakers. This is not our usual show. We're handling current events and politics and ideas and initiatives and all that good stuff. But today it's one of the events we cover in the Mid-Willamette Valley.
Still a lot of news.
Yeah.
I'm learning stuff.
Individuals. And we're at the Polk County Fair. Folks, come on out from Salem. If you're not already in Polk County, come out on Highway 22 and turn left on 99. And we are right there. Free parking, great food, lots to see, musical acts, animals to see. So we've got a whole group of FFA kids in front of us.
Caleb's breathing on the mic.
And now we have got Caleb. Welcome, Caleb.
Hello.
Nice to have you to join us. You ever been on the radio before?
I have not.
Was you thinking about a career in radio?
Nope.
No, okay.
For me.
Are you thinking about a career as a farmer?
Yeah, that agriculture is a career path that I'd like to proceed in my future.
Well, God bless you for that.
Thank you. Honestly,
there's one, it's great career. Two, it's fascinating and rewarding. It's a lot of hard work as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and we need it. Americans need it. We can't just take for granted that someone else is going to create our food for us, right?
Because too many people think, their hamburger comes from the store.
Comes from McDonald's, right?
Yeah, or it comes from the McDonald's. We went through the steps yesterday.
Yeah.
Just the bread and what it has to go through just to get to your hamburger. Mm-hmm. And the meat process, same thing. I mean, you're talking investment, time, and some money. And it's amazing that you can get a dollar hamburger.
At all.
From all the steps that are taken to have hamburger made.
So, it's Caleb, where are you in school?
This will be my senior year.
And
good.
Which school?
I go to Central.
Go to Central. Okay, that's another Central kid. FFA had a pretty strong presence at Central in terms of a lot of kids participate, or how big's the group?
We have, so with our school, if you take an ag class, you are considered to be in FFA.
Okay.
So technically, we have almost the whole school enrolled in FFA.
Wow.
But yet we have more members that choose to be more active, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. And so that goes down to less students. But overall, we do have a good number of participants in our FFA chapter.
That's impressive.
And what is your activity? What are you what are you locked into with FFA?
You know, I kind of like doing it all. Mm. I just like bettering myself to do or to be have better skills for when I go into my career as I get older so that I learn better life skills to.
Yeah, that's great. Jenna was saying that they even have a public speaking kind of chapter or
they have through. They have public speaking contests that you can do. And so those, a lot of people participate in those, and it's cool to watch the kids grow from being really shy to being able to go and talk in front of an audience.
Or on the radio.
That's where I started.
So you want a future in agriculture. What element about agriculture? Growing crops, husbandry, having on a ranch,
you know,
dairy farm.
I really like the livestock industry. And so I think that's the path I would go. And, just raise livestock. That's what I'm interested in.
So what's the next move for you as you get out of high school? Is Future Farmers of America up until you're 18?
Yes.
Or just when you get through high school and so forth? Mm-hmm. Okay, are you planning on going to college and studying that or go right into the industry?
You know, I haven't quite decided yet. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what exactly I want to do. And so through this next year, I'll kind of get it dialed down on what exactly my plan is. But
you're really a junior, right?
Junior right now, going into my senior year.
I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do until in my senior year. Yeah.
Well, FFA is certainly a nice avenue to branch out and learn a lot about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And you learn what you have passion for, right? You
kind of
get,
yeah.
Oh, well, that was interesting, but I never want to do that again, right? Or that was interesting, and I'd like to know more. And
absolutely.
It's a great age, and I kind of like to go back to it because maybe go back to being a junior high school, but still know what I know now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna have to take a break, but thanks for being here. We got a whole group of people. If you see them in blue jackets out here at the Polk County Fair,
and he has a
stop and
it.
Say hi and ask them about their projects and everything and what they're showing. We're talking to a whole bunch of Future Farmers of America, and boy, it's great to see them. You're listening to Newsmakers with Brent and Dave. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Now back to Len Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth, presented by Vanwell Building Supply. Here's Brent and Dave.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. And our booth is proudly sponsored in part by Rick Rial Farm Supply here in Rick Rial, Dallas Trophy and Sign Work, and Squirrels Taxi Service. And we're back at the Polk County Fair.
Welcome back to Newsmakers, folks. This is Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. And we're not talking much today because we're listening to these kids.
Yeah.
And getting to know them and what they do in FFA, Future Farmers of America, in the studio with us. In the studio. It's not a studio. It's a booth. Antonio Martinez.
It's our mobile studio.
Welcome. You're a student at Central High.
Correct.
Right? Like everybody around who's in FFA. It seems like a lot of students at Central High. And so how long you been involved in FFA?
So I joined late my sophomore year.
Okay.
So technically, I've been in it for 2 years, and I just graduated this June.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is awesome. And what's been your involvement in FFA, and what are you doing here at the fair?
So I started my sophomore year. My advisor kind of tricked me to start
tricked
it.
You. Is your advisor an employee of the schools, or are they a volunteer with FFA?
Yeah, so she, we have two at Central High School. They teach, and they're also advisors, FFA.
Okay.
So they teach, like, agriculture, so animal science, plant science, intro to ag, just general. Some have like leadership classes, welding, wood shop, construction, greenhouse management.
Wow. Is that all under the FFA umbrella?
Yeah. So the FFA,
wow.
So agriculture education is a three circle model. So it's education, FFA, and then, it's called, supervised agriculture experience. So mm-hmm. It's like our projects.
Hands-on
like
stuff.
Yeah. So like doing stuff here at the fair.
Okay, and what are you doing at the fair?
So this year is my first time doing anything fair-wise, and I brought two goats to a fair. One is a market project, and one is a breeding project. So I'll breed it in early winter and fall time, and mm-hmm. I'll sell the
foal, or what do you call the kid?
Litter, the
kid. Okay. How much I know about agriculture.
Yep. The baby goats.
Yes, sell the baby goats back to other FFA members.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. And nice. What's next in life for you?
So I'm going to be attending Chemeketa Community College in the fall.
Yeah.
And then hopefully I'll transfer to Oregon State.
Go Beavers.
Yes, correct.
Nice. This is a duck station, but we can say go Beavers, especially when it comes to ag. All right. Well, Antonio, we're going to talk to some of your friends here. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you. Congratulations on graduation.
Thank
and
you.
Appreciate you coming out to the fair and participating in the FFA things.
What's your chances against Jenna?
Oh, she's a lot better than me, having that so many years of experience.
You think you got a chance of beating her this year with a blue ribbon? Come on.
I did. I got reserved in my class. So
I did all right.
Very good.
For my first time.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Antonio Martinez. I can't make sure you get his name right.
Right.
One of the FFA kids right here in front of our KYKN booth. We're going to talk to Molly next, Molly Berger. And she is an FFA participant as well. Like I said, they're all wearing blue jackets. They're
fancy jackets.
They are. They're fancy. Got the FFA emblem on the chest. Molly, welcome. I'm Brent.
Hi.
This is Dave. You've been on the radio before?
No, never.
Oh, well, this is a good checkoff for your public speaking skills, right?
Radio.
Yep, totally.
So what are you doing? What are you doing out here at the fair?
I mainly do small animals, mainly turkeys. I grow market turkeys.
Turkeys.
Okay. So whatever's on your Thanksgiving table, you know?
Well, how big is the biggest one you have?
Mine this year is 24 pounds, which is, you know, you think it'd be really small, but we have a 43 pounder in the barn this year.
What?
Wow. That's a huge turkey.
You need a big family for that.
Yeah.
Is he aggressive?
No.
No?
Yeah. A lot of people think turkeys are aggressive, but they're not.
So he'll get aggressive when it comes to turkey time.
How many turkeys have you been overseeing in their development?
Well, I usually raise 3 for fair each year, and I've been raising them for 6 years.
Wow. So, okay. Where are you in school?
I am a sophomore.
Are your folks involved in agriculture? Is that what got you into this, or just you decided to take some classes?
Somewhat. I was in 4-H, and then I went to high school, and so I became involved with FFA, and my family has been involved with FFA in the past, so, yeah.
Can you be involved in 4-H and FFA at the same time?
Yeah,
or
I am.
Are they over? Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was just kind of wondering. Sometimes organizations get very, you know, demanding of your time, right? And to do them both well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
overlapping.
Terrific. Wow. Yeah. So what's your favorite part about the whole agricultural education experience?
Honestly, just making friends. FFA is just so much fun.
Oh.
I mean, I've like really expanded my my comfort zone this year, and it's just been great because it's my first year. So.
Oh, it's your first year?
Yeah.
Wow. She's a future farmer of America. It's interesting.
That's awesome.
We were talking to one of your colleagues earlier, and they're going to go to Chemeketa and not necessarily even go into agriculture, but still has been a fantastic experience to be involved in and broadening your education.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're making friends.
Yeah.
All right. So at the end of the weekend, are your turkeys sold? Is that how that works?
One of them, yes.
One of them will be. And the other will go to be bred? Or how do you do that?
No, actually, market turkeys can't actually be bred. They have to be artificially inseminated. So, yes, weird. So,
see,
take that
city
to the
boy
bed.
Learned something.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. So, market turkeys, but you're only going to sell one here at the fair.
Yeah, you can, if you have a breeding program, you can sell 2 market animals, but I don't have a breeding program per se. So, I only sell 1 turkey. So.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right, and is that what happens to the other 2?
I will usually raise them up a little bit more, get some more meat on them, and then I'll go and butcher them myself.
Really?
And so, yeah.
Wow. See, there's a skill that most kids don't have anymore in America, right?
Right.
Used to be, and
so Thanksgiving is at Molly's house.
Yeah.
And where are you at school?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
Yeah.
So, and are you at Central as well?
No, I'm in Dallas.
You're in Dallas. Okay,
yeah.
So we got
good
a lot
you.
Of Polk County kids here, both independent. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm from Independence. And you got Central High, you got Dallas High, and we even have some Mid-Valley School representatives in FFA as well, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to go on. We're going to talk to
thanks,
Ivy,
Molly.
I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Molly, and thanks for coming out to the fair and for joining FFA. Future right. Farmers of America, if you are unfamiliar.
It's exciting to find out what they do with them.
I know. I'd like to do a whole show on just all of the different programs that are available at Central and all the different things that FFA kids can be exposed to.
All right. Say hi, Ivy.
Hi.
Ivy what? Dunton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us at Polk County Fair. I'm Brent. That's Dave. And we want to know what your experience is like at FFA and at the fair and everything.
It's great. It's such a fun time here at the fair and FFA and everything.
So is this when everybody has kind of been doing a bunch of projects and they've come to fruition at the county fair, right?
Yeah.
Is there any like cutthroat competition or anything?
I mean, on the table, you try to be as friendly as you can, but like it's some good competition.
That's good. So what are you involved in?
I do rabbits.
Rabbits.
Nice. Okay. She's got the rest of the hour because I could talk the whole hour. The rabbits fascinate me. The little funny furry bunny things.
They're so cute.
There's so many kinds of rabbits.
Yeah, there is.
And I walk by and it's a little bit overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of rabbits do you deal with?
I have a Californian that I show, and this year I had a New Zealand market pen.
So why do we have so many kinds of rabbits? What purposes do they serve? Some go into rabbit stew, I assume.
Yeah, there's a lot of good rabbits that are good for meat, and then there's some for good show. It depends on the breed.
And a good ones for pets?
Yeah.
There are some breeds that are better for pets than others, right?
Yeah.
Because if they're
jackrabbit, not so much.
Yeah, they get in your garden and they eat produce and what have you. All right, tell us about your rabbits. How many?
I have one rabbit that I have had since last year, and I'm going to turn him into a market, or I'm going to start breeding my own market program this year.
Really?
So that I have my own bread known for next year.
So are you from an agricultural household?
Kind of. My sister was in FFA and 4-H when I was a little kid, so I kind of grew up around it.
I'm just wondering if you're breeding these rabbits in a condo, in an apartment somewhere, or if you got the little, a pen space.
My backyard.
Your backyard.
Yep.
Okay, does that involve, building enclosures and things like that?
Yeah, I have a rabbit pen that I built in my backyard, and I'm raising them there.
So you have to take care of the rabbits, and obviously you have to feed them, right?
Yeah.
And are there vet bills ever? I mean, I just think even with small animals, it's hard to break even.
Yeah.
Actually, for market, it's a lot easier because you don't spend as much money into them, and you can get a lot more at auction.
Oh, why is that?
It's very minimal. If you find the right breeders, the pens are pretty cheap, and sometimes they include feed cost and all that, so you can make a good profit.
That's good. And
it's
you're going to breed some.
Entrepreneur right here. She's making the money. I love it.
Ivy, that is so great. And what's your favorite thing about FFA? How long have you been involved?
This is my third year.
Third year. And what, you're in your school there at Dallas?
I'm going in my senior year.
Okay. So most of your high school, you've been involved in FFA, mm-hmm. and now you're going to become a bunny rabbit entrepreneur. Right?
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
You've been banking enough to pay for college?
Hopefully.
Yeah? Are you getting close?
Yeah.
How much, if I might ask, how much have you been able to save?
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, entrepreneur, you're making money with raising rabbits. That's impressive.
That's really cool. Well, if I see you over in the booth, you could try to educate me on the different kinds of rabbits. There's the different ears, different furs. I mean, are some of them for fur?
I mean,
does anybody use them?
I think so. I don't know.
Some of them, you just look at that bunny and you're like, I want a pair of slippers made out of that. Right? Does that sound cold? It's like, I don't know about the rabbit, but that's what I want my flippers to feel like right there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being with us. We got one more guest to get to, but hopefully we'll see you out there and good luck with your entrepreneurism.
Thanks, Ivy.
Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne at the Polk County Fair. And come on out. We're in the main building. We got a special Who's Baker's here. He's still laughing about my slippers. We got special newsmakers for 2 hours out here, and the parking lot is full. There's energy, there's food, there's drink, there's things you have not been exposed to in the past. So come on out to the Polk County Fair.
I'm just imagining a cartoon I saw about that where an old guy got out of bed. He couldn't see very well because he didn't have his glasses on, and he grabbed the bunny by the ears and put his foot in the river.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, welcome to the booth.
For you.
We have one more 4-H FFA participant here. Welcome to the booth. What's your name?
I'm Seth Waller.
Seth Waller. Where do you live, Seth?
I live in Dallas.
Is this your first exposure on radio?
No, I've been on the radio with you guys for 5 times now.
Five times?
I think I remember you last year.
Last year? That is awesome.
Grown up a little bit.
Did you tell them all what to expect? Because everyone else did a pretty good job.
No, I let them fail.
Okay.
There's no competition in this group.
No, not at all.
Nothing but camaraderie. So, hey, what are you doing at the fair this year?
So I brought two market hogs to the fair this year, and I'm hoping to auction one off on Saturday.
Well, now I keep asking this of your colleagues there, but what do you do with the other hog? Is that for your family? And
so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it home, feed it for about 30 more days, and then sell it off and go to the butcher.
Yep. Okay. And so these are two. How does it interact with your schoolwork in terms of your participation in FFA? Does it interact in terms of are you taking a class in agriculture or animal husbandry and this is part of a side project? Or does FFA really interact directly with classroom?
So, yeah. So what Dallas is you take an ag class, and it's an intro to ag class. Mm-hmm. So you go through different kind of sections and subjects and kind of get the feel that you like, and then your advisor will take you into that path, what you do. And so, like, here with my pigs, mm-hmm. that's called my SAE, Supervised Agricultural Experience.
Okay.
So that's actually required to be in FFA.
Okay. So I kind of get we were talking about the kind of a three-prong approach where you have that supervised experience, which is the hands-on component.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
You have an advisor and you have the classroom experience as well. That is great. Does FFA also have a service component in terms of are you expected to be out and involved in the agricultural community?
Yeah. So what they like is for the FFA members to be seen. We want to be known. We want the community to know what we do. And we want more people to join our FFA community.
Is that hard? It sounds like every other person at Independent, I keep saying Independent, is with Central High,
Central.
Has some involvement in it.
Yeah, so we're kind of a more community-driven. We're not country. So we kind of struggle with getting members, unlike Central, where they have lots of farming people around them. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to get people into FFA. But Dallas, we kind of struggle with getting the members in. But the ones that we do, they're
committed.
Yeah.
So tell us about your background and your folks. Do they have a agricultural background? Do you live on a farm or you have a history of agriculture in your family?
So I actually live on a 5-acre farm. We raise everything from pigs to chickens to cows to goats.
Wow.
And it all started when my brother became the president of the FFA. The Dallas FFA chapter in 2009. Wow. And he showed here, and that was when I was about 3 or so, and I was pushing around his 300-pound pigs and flip-flops.
Nice. Oh my gosh. I would love to see a picture of that.
Yeah.
We're all going to have to become Instagram or Facebook friends with Seth so we can see that. Seth, you know what? You're a really good spokesman for FFA.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you out here. And if you see him, folks, if you're listening now and you're coming out to the fair and you see the Blue Jackets, so you can find Seth. And
he's wearing a tie.
I can't really miss him. Really like what these programs are doing too. It gives us hope for the youth of the future, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks,
hey.
Seth.
Thanks for being with us. We're going to have to take a break. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Newsmakers. We're going to be here all the way to 2 o'clock today, special 2-hour edition of the Polk County Fair. Stick with us. We'll be right back on 1430 KYKN Salem, and the rest of Polk County is all listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues now, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth. Presented by Vanwell Building Supply. Here's Brent and Dave, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Green Acres Landscape. And our booth here at the fabulous Polk County Fair is brought to you in part by the Blackbird Boutique LLC, First American Title, and the Car Shop in Dallas.
Welcome back to the Newsmakers, folks. Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. And, of course, it is Friday. So what would Friday be without Mitch Graff here in the booth with us? Coincidentally, you were here at the fair anyway.
I tracked you down. I went all over the county looking for you guys.
Nice.
No, yeah, coincidentally, we always talk about baseball and my role at the Volcanoes. But aside from that, I still own three other companies. One of them is a very large catering company. One of the contracts that we have is the Polk County Fairgrounds. So everything from the gym show to the flea markets to the county fair, we handle all the inside kitchen. So tonight we'll do 700 hamburgers and french fries and chicken strips. We're doing the yakisoba noodles this year for
which
the first time.
Which are really good, by the way.
Well, the same vendor has been here for many, many years. And this is a small enough fair that the same vendors come every single year.
Right.
You get used to it. Everybody shows up. Everyone in Polk County comes to this event, and he had to go to Tillamook this weekend. So they asked us, the fair manager asked if we would do the yakisoba. It's like, I don't know how to do it, but let's learn. So I studied for some of the best people that did yakisoba. We learned the systems. We learned the flavor profiles. And, yeah, tonight we'll do 500 plates of yakisoba and, you know, more than that tomorrow. So that's one of my other little things that I do part-time on the side. Squirrel!
Nice. Volcanoes, they're at home.
Volcanoes are at home. Starting last night, we had 2,000 people in the stands last night. We won 3-2 against the Hops.
Yes.
Which was great. Now we're only one game behind them for the best overall record in the entire Northwest League. We're home tonight. We have Hometown Heroes, which very special presentation where we honor, actually there's 8 different finalists. We will announce the winner tonight of our Hometown Hero 2019.
Nice.
But something else that nobody knows yet is we're giving another special award tonight to someone that is near and dear to the Kaiser and Salem community. I can't tip my hat yet,
but
there is something that is worthwhile going to the game tonight to watch the presentation of this very special once-in-a-lifetime award. Tickets are still on sale. We got them on sale. Gates open 5:30. First pitch, 6:35. We have fireworks tonight. Tomorrow, we have Darwin Barney coming. Darwin's going to come and sign autographs at 5:30.
That's an OSU player.
He's OSU.
That's why he
played. He played with the Cubs. Yeah.
Cubs, Dodgers, and Blue Jays, I'm going to guess, at the end of his career. He's a free agent now. Nobody's picked him up, but he's going to be here signing autographs. They have 1,000 Portland Diamond Project balls are given out to the first 1,000 fans.
Portland Diamond Project.
Which is kind of cool. Because one day we might have Major League Baseball. You would like that up in Portland. And that's only going to help the Hops and the Emeralds and the Volcanoes cause, because it's just top-of-mind awareness baseball. We want people to be thinking baseball all the time. So we're very excited.
Well, I think it all the time. Volcanoes, come on.
Yeah, we got
to can't help it because I'm always in your face.
Nah, you're a good friend, man.
Well, to consistently breed all new generations of baseball fans, right?
From young to old. Last night, we had about a 2-year-old run the bases, the ceremony of running the first base.
Yeah.
She went to first base. She reached down. She slapped it. She ran to second. As she's running to second, she's waving in the stands to mom and dad, waving over here to strangers, and everyone's just laughing. It took her about a minute and a half to make bases.
What a hand.
And she touched every single base, and almost like a standing ovation.
Yeah, that's
awesome. All ages. So we're glad to be at the fair. A lot of the same vendors are here every year, but that's what you expect when you come to your county fair.
Sure.
We'll have 10 or 15,000 people over the 3 days. Food is great. The vendors are great. This room here is full of great, wonderful vendors, and we invite everybody to come on down and enjoy.
That's awesome. You know, we've really been enjoying the Volcanoes too, and here at the fair you kind of get a sense of the camaraderie that you can feel when you go to a baseball game as well. You know, it's like a family reunion kind of.
And walking in here, I saw 7 or 8 people that said, "Hey, Mitch, how you doing?"
See?
From the Volcano Stadium.
Yeah,
so
they know you.
I like how the Volcanoes organization integrate the kids in there, from running the bases to singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," and just I like how they really create that family atmosphere.
Breaking news. Brett DeHart is going to be color commentator for KYKN Radio Thursday, the 22nd of August.
Awesome. We look forward to that.
Payne Padgett sidekick. We got it approved today, and you're going to be side-by-side with Payne Padgett, the 18-year-old phenom who does our play-by-play. Looking forward to that, Brett.
All right, we got to go. We'll talk about more of that next week. Hey, that's Mitch Grass with Volcano. Make it out to the game or listen on KYKN. We got another hour of Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
And Kennedy Tax Solutions, live from the Polk County Fair in the L&L Equipment KYKN booth. Presented by Vanwell Building Supply. 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.